This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On 7 past the hour on the DJV show. I always want to say Doug Steffen somewhere in there, but it's the DJV show, and the V is here along with Kara, Victoria Keelan, and Rich McFadden here with you as Doug travels around in Italy having a good time this week, so he'll be checking in from time to time because he's all excited that his cell phone works from someplace outside of the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
He's hysterical. This works better than when I'm at home.
Any extra chance he gets to knock Verizon?
Oh, man. It's funny. But you know what? Cell phones aren't anymore. My wife just got back from Italy. $10 a day on AT&T. Boom. You can go anywhere, talk from anywhere, get all the data you want. It's all you can eat. It's great. So I'm sure he will be pestering us throughout the week. So check in for that, and you can follow along with his little trials and tribulations of Doug in Italy. So until then, we've got some breaking news for you. Do we have like a little ticker symbol? Tick, breaking news. It looks like the James Comey investigation is starting to get some results here. It looks like they are going to charge Paul Manafort today with something, and his former business associate, Rick Gates. And you'll remember Paul Manafort was the early Trump campaign advisor before he got replaced by the 17 other people that came along at some point. So they don't know what the charges are going to be yet. Victoria, you saw some speculation on taxes.
Well, he's been investigated by the Justice Department. He's been under investigation for things like foreign lobbying and tax evasion, money laundering, things like this. So it looks like he and his business partner may have been up to their eyeballs in some financial stuff. Of course, that doesn't necessarily mean that it is connected to the Trump campaign or the election, but this is, Manafort is not a surprise. To me, Rick Gates, his sort of junior partner and protege, that's a bit of a surprise. That's not a name that I really heard tossed around a lot.
Yeah.
But the two of them together, obviously, they were basically the breaking news. We don't know for sure what the charges are, but they have both been told by the Justice Department to turn themselves in today.
What a sideshow that is going to be on CNN and Fox and all the other places. CNN will just be out of their mind with this.
This is the equivalent to a CNN plane crash. They love a good plane crash, and this is the same thing.
Exactly. All right, so now I get to do my Doug rant. Okay. Doug and I have had this rant for years and years. Back since the Clinton years, we've had this rant. Once again, special investigators, special counsel, do not charge you with what they originally opened up the investigation for, which is the whole Russia investigation, right?
Right. Russia's meddling in the election.
They go in and they find something else,
mm-hmm.
and because they can't prove what they accused you of, but we're going to accuse you of this, and we're going to go find this. Who's the mobster back in the 30s? They couldn't get him on racketeering or murder or anything like that, but what did they get him on? Tax evasion.
Yep.
It's the same. Clinton, they couldn't get him on. So what did they get him on? Sex stuff. It's the same thing. Every single time, one of these special counsels, they never can prove what they accuse you of, but while they're digging, they find something else, and it's a scam. You know what? If I were king, I would make it so that if you said, we're opening up an investigation on the Trump campaign on Russia collusion, that if you can't prove anything that you accuse them of, that you all automatically dissolve the investigation and then open up another investigation. Then if you say, okay, we want to find out whether there's any tax funny business going on, then open a new investigation with a new investigator.
But it's all of that is so, and I understand what you're saying.
Such a scam.
It is, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree, except that the expense of doing multiple separate investigations would drive every taxpayer, rightfully so, insane.
I agree. But what goes on here is people that are incompetent and then tripping over something to save their butts. So what happens is, we know you did this. We know you did this, and we're going to prove it. Uh-oh, I can't prove it. But look, maybe you did this, so let's investigate that. And we think we have a little bit of evidence there. So let's go ahead. You know what this whole Comey investigation is going to cost? They're saying it could take 5 years. Do you know what that's going to cost the taxpayer?
Well, look at what Ken Starr did to everybody, the Clinton thing.
Agreed.
That was ridiculous.
And he got nothing.
Wasn't that $100 million or something it cost the taxpayer?
Yeah.
Or maybe even more than that.
It's so crazy. Like, when government got into baseball and steroids, I was out of my mind. What are you doing? You have no business being there. That's for baseball to take care of, which they didn't. But, you know,
right.
the consumer will take care of it. Baseball suffered for a decade because of that whole thing. And it just drives me crazy, these special investigators. All right.
Well, as far as, you know, this is just round one. And like you said, Rich, this could go on for years. And so, we'll see what really comes of it. Obviously, Manafort, I think pretty much all around the board, everyone can agree this is a bad dude, and that, you know, the Trump campaign probably didn't really know to what extent he was a bad dude in the beginning, and then once they got wind of it, you know, they got rid of him
pretty
quickly.
Right, they adiosed him, yeah.
So, you know, this is not a surprise, and if this guy is even doing a third of what they're accusing him of doing, he needs to go up the river.
I would argue that most of the people we talk about in all of these conversations inside the Beltway are bad dudes.
Yeah.
There are no good dudes. It's like Hollywood. They're all bad dudes there, too.
Yeah.
And once you start to dig deep enough, I mean... All right,
yep.
So we'll keep you updated on that as the next 5 years comes along.
Stay here. Stay tuned.
The
next 5 years.
Don't leave your radio. All right, so let's really get into the important. I mean, that's small stuff right here. Let's get into the big stuff, all right? States are starting to crack down on fake service pets. And it's funny that this comes up because I know it, no less than two or three families that have accredited service dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't
emotional
really need...
support animals.
Right, yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, you know, and I want to be able to take my dog on the plane. I think Doug had even talked about that.
Own Dougie has done that.
Yeah, I'm going to get her a service animal so she can fly for free. I'm like, what do you need a service animal for? So apparently everybody is doing this, and 19 states are now going to enact laws cracking down on people who try. I know somebody who's going to do it who actually works for the airlines.
Oh, my gosh.
Says he flies for free. So what's going on here?
Well, the crazy thing is, this has been gathering steam in several states. Virginia implemented a new law in 2016. Colorado followed suit this year. Massachusetts is now considering a similar proposal. And basically, they want to crack down on fake service animals. People, you know, you can go online, you buy the $20 vest, and you get a little thing that prints out, and you stick it in the little slot on the dog's vest, and that's it. Because of the American Disabilities Act, you're only allowed to be asked two questions. One is what special skills the animal has. And so that's which, I mean, like you could say, like he can sit, he can balance a treat on his nose, you know. I mean, really, that's kind of a joke. And then the other question is whether the dog is required because of a disability. So, and that's it. You're not allowed to ask what is the disability, and you're not allowed to ask why, if it's an emotional support animal, if someone volunteers that information, you're not allowed to say, well, what condition do you have? None of that is legal. So it's so hard to crack down on this stuff because how can you really tell? And the other thing is there's no certification or verification, like there's no paperwork involved.
See,
so they
was.
Can't even ask you for that.
I thought you couldn't get the vest and the patch without certification.
Well, you can get the certification online, but when you go to, like, the airline, let's say, or a restaurant or a store, they can't ask you to show them papers.
But,
that's illegal.
But don't you need the papers to get the vest in the first place? So when you show up at the airport?
No, you don't.
No.
You can do it the right way and go through, like, you know, a therapist who can write you, you know, the form and fill that out.
Yeah, but
you can do it that way, but you do it online.
They actually went through a training program with their dog, so he passed.
Well, that's legitimate.
The training program.
Yeah, which is good. I don't have a problem with animals like that being on planes.
Yeah, but they don't have any disabilities that they need him for. They just put him through the training.
But at least in that situation, you know that the dog will probably behave well on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is with people, because my cousin has done it. I think Doug has done it. Other people have done it, where you just go online. You go on whatever website. You get a random certification. They get a little vest. You stick it on them, and they
kinda
haven't
like
gone through.
Kind of like becoming an ordained minister.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything. You can do it 5 minutes before the wedding.
I got got that inside joke there, Rich. We got my surfer dude friend ordained to be our minister at our wedding, so.
You're not true. Legal. You're not legal.
It's true. It's the Universal Life Church, and it is legal. It's legit. And it's just like, and it's free to sign up. And
your minister that married you is the equivalent to a dog with a fake service
vest.
Yes,
exactly.
But at least he's not bothering anyone unless he's going around talking about how he's an ordained minister and he's so great. Yeah, I don't know. I know Jen gets really upset because she's allergic to dogs, and you've got all these random dogs on planes who haven't gone through any training. They're not any different than any other dogs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but this, see, this thing is like, it's great that people want to crack down on this, but this is virtually impossible to enforce. This is going to become a thing where airlines are either going to ignore it, or they're going to open themselves up to a million discrimination lawsuits. It's so easy to spot these dogs who are just dogs with a paid vest, you know, because if you look at like a real training center, people who train seeing eye dogs and things like that, the rule is four on the floor. The dog is always on the floor, on a leash, never off leash, never in a bag, not in like, you know, a Gucci purse, not in a carrier. If it's a real legitimate service animal, regardless of what the breed is, it will look and act exactly like a trained service dog. And, you know, a friend of mine has his goofy black lab, who's the sweetest dog, but he's a total goofball. So he put a vest on him to take him into a radio station where it was illegal except for service dogs. And, you know, and I love Dexter. He's my, like, dog nephew. But, you know, like, Dex just sits and begs for treats and jumps on people.
A great, goofy dog.
I mean, it's so obvious that Dex is not a service dog.
That's awesome.
You know, but, I mean, and he's flown with him, too. And just, you know, just only that Dex is so cute and friendly, people don't really say anything, but he's so misbehaved. Yeah. I mean, he's not trained like a service dog.
Well, hey, goofy dogs, everybody's going to give a pass. All right.
Right.
So if you have any pictures or stories about fake service dogs, send it to us on Twitter or Facebook, whatever it is, at DJV Show, at Victoria, what is it, Radio?
On Air Victoria.
On Air Victoria. I knew it was something like that. Or at Rich McFadden. And check us out. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
Coming up on 21 past the hour on the DJV Show, we just talked to Victoria's minister who married her, and we've got a service dog. We're all moving to Idaho, and we're going to take the service dog and the minister with us and have live happily ever after.
From Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
On the DJV show, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keeling, and Kara Schilling here with your new Music Monday. And man, I'm glad I'm here this week. This is Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson, let me say it right. With Whole Lot of Woman, and man, she sure is. Listen to this.
I got what you want. I'm aiming to please. I got what it takes. I sure
got the means.
I
know, right?
I got what you want. Sugar, honey, iced tea. All eyes on me. Oh, oh, baby. I'm a whole lot.
Damn.
She's laying it down in this song.
Good Lord.
Can you keep up? I'm literally speechless.
I know.
Let me tell you something.
This will blow your doors off. Like, this is
I dare anybody to question her because of her American Idol roots. This girl has got it going on, man. She has got a voice. An attitude. I love it.
I mean, that's a heck of a voice. That is a heck of a voice. Wow.
You know, even though everyone knows she has an amazing voice, I feel like she's stuck to just kind of pop for so long and hasn't, I don't know if I've ever really heard something like this from her before.
My outlook on her is I've got so much respect for her just because of her attitude.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about anybody or anything. She does what she wants. She doesn't care what you think, whether she's 20 pounds overweight, whether you think she's American Idol. She just doesn't care. She is her own person, and that's why I love her. But this is from her 8th studio album called Meaning of Life, and the name of the song is Whole Lot of Woman. I see this getting a whole lot of downloads. When does this come out?
This is out right now.
It's out now.
Yep.
I will be putting this on. And you know what? I'm going to go check on my ride home today. This is going to be on my player.
Yep.
My Apple Music player. All right, so check that out. Kelly Clarkson, Whole Lot of Woman from Meaning of Life. Number 2 on New Music Monday, Leanne Womack. Let's do it. This is called Take the Devil Out of Me, and I see this as being...
Devil, he's got me been down so low. I just found out where I want to be.
This is very dull.
ask.
Oh, Jesus, please.
Did you pick these songs for me today?
Please, I did.
Because I know you usually go a little bit more pop, but man, this is... Got that first bluesy thing from Kelly Clarkson, now this real kind of kickback country thing from Leanne Womack.
I love old school country, though. I don't like new country. I like the old, this is an old George Jones song
that she's
covering, and her voice sounds perfect on it. I think this is a knockout. I love it.
All right, this is off of her new album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. All right, so far we've knocked two out of the park here with Leanne Womack and Kelly Clarkson. Let's see if at number one the Stereophonics can keep the trend going. So this is the Stereophonics, Caught by the Wind, from their new album, Scream Above the Sounds. This would be the least favorite of my three, and as a matter of fact, I don't think I'd ever listen to it again after this.
Well, you're filling Doug's role really nicely today, by the way, Rich.
I love number three and number two.
Did he leave his Captain Curmudgeon?
He did, as a matter of fact. Not bad, it's not bad. It's just like, okay, it's there. All right, so there's your top three New Music Monday tunes. I highly suggest to Kelly Clarkson. I suggest to Leanne Womack, and you can do whatever you want with the Stereophonics. It's coming up on 28 Past.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, after driving 1,200 miles in the Cadillac CT6 with Super Cruise, their autonomous highway feature, here's what I know. It takes about 2 hours to get used to the fact that the car does all the driving for you. It's a little disconcerting having a steering wheel turn for you when you're sitting in the driver's seat with your hands off the wheel. A great idea if you do lots of freeway driving. But the cheapest you can get one in the new car is $72,000 for the Cadillac CT6. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes.
Ooh, hold on.
Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Hey, guys and ladies, stick around because in about 10 minutes we're going to be talking about men in the kitchen.
Nice.
I am a man in the kitchen. As a matter of fact, I just cooked dinner last night for my family. So we'll talk about that. And is that a thing or not? Coming up in about 8 to 10 minutes. So stick around. Before then, let's go back to Hollywood because Hollywood seems to be really just kind of in disarray right now.
Yeah.
Hollywood and Washington I kind of put as the same thing. And the fact that social media lets you see under the microscope of every single dirty detail of every single person in both of those cities is really just kind of blowing both of those cities up. So when we go back to Hollywood, obviously the Harvey Weinstein thing is the big thing. But now Corey Haim's mom calls Corey Feldman a scam artist. So what's going on there, Victoria?
Well, you know, it's Corey Feldman.
I could have told you that 40 years ago, but I mean.
Yeah, right. Corey Feldman, I want to say maybe a handful of years ago, was on The View, and this is kind of where this all started.
Yeah, the interview,
he wrote a
right.
book. And then, remember, there was sort of famous footage where he's on The View, Barbara Wawa's
right.
in interviewing him, and
he accuses everybody
about,
of pedophilia in Hollywood,
yes.
and she says you're ruining his... But you know what?
Yep.
All that said, I believe him. I believe that kid has been traumatized by
absolutely.
That city.
Yeah. I absolutely do believe. And he made a really good point. He said, you know, when you see these quote-unquote child actors, they grow up, they all have drug problems. He included himself in that. He included Corey Haim in that, his best friend. And he said, you know, this all starts from trauma. This is
this is all stemming from these this pedophilia ring. Now, if you look at how many years Harvey Weinstein got away with all this, it's not really that far-fetched to think that this is happening just, you know, with children. So now he wants to raise money. He's doing a GoFundMe. He wants to raise $10 million to create a documentary to expose this Hollywood pedophilia ring. Corey Haim's mother has apparently taken exception to this and says that she thinks that he's nothing more than a scam artist. And she said, if he really had names, why didn't he go to the police? Why isn't he preventing these people from doing harm to other children? She does make a really good point there with that one. Her son, of course, Corey Haim, died in 2010.
Yeah.
She says that he was only abused by in a single incident where it was at the hands of one person, and she doesn't think a pedophilia ring exists in Hollywood. But Corey Feldman said that he and Corey Haim were both victimized multiple times. So it's kind of a he said, she said right now.
I'm going to stick with Corey Feldman on this.
I think that there's something to this. And, you know, he's raised $150,000 to make this documentary. So
Is he trying to do like the Indiegogo type thing?
Okay. Yep.
So obviously nobody in Hollywood is going to back this project.
Right.
So he's going, what's her name, who's going after the church. She's going to do this. He's going to do this whole kind of thing.
The Leah Remini.
You know, this kid, both of their lives were a mess. That whole group of boys from that whole Lost Boys era, they were all a mess. Died of drug overdoses.
Yep.
All of them were into drugs.
Corey Feldman, part of the point is of him talking about this whole pedophilia ring, he said that the drugs didn't actually come later on. The drugs were given to them as children at parties.
What's your name from, Somewhere Over the Rainbow? Wizard of Oz. Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Same thing. They were doping her out through that whole movie.
Yeah.
That's back in the 40s.
Yep. So. I mean, look at Lindsay Lohan, too. You know, you look at so many of these examples where, you know, it's in their best interest to either, you know, drug the kid to make them behave better or drug them if it's a pedophilia ring. I mean, it's just it's a horrible thing. And parents are very absent. You know, there are very few Hollywood kids who make it to adulthood unscathed.
Name five. Name three.
Well, you know,
three.
The Goonies.
You got Ron Howard.
Right.
Who else?
If you start with the Goonies, you know, Josh Brolin, who was a little bit older than the rest of the kids at that time, but maybe he made it out okay because he had his dad, you know, there with him throughout all that. But it's, you know, Reese Witherspoon, she started as a child actor, and she comes from a pretty, you know, like close-knit family, but even she had talked about when she was very young, had, you know, all
but
kinds
look at,
of
I'm just
issues.
Going through the Mouseketeers right now. You know, you got your Justin Timberlake. He made it out okay.
Mm-hmm.
But look at...
And you know what the truth is? Justin Timberlake, we don't even know what maybe he encountered as a young, pretty boy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not against him. I mean, as, you know, if someone's targeting him, you know, that could easily be... We don't know if anything ever happened with him.
Yeah.
But there are so many of those kids.
He survived whatever it was. It is, and it's sad. It's sad. I mean, just the sexual just stuff that goes on in Washington and Hollywood is disgusting. It's just – and people in power, they just lose all touch with reality, and they think they can do whatever they want to whoever they want, and they're never going to get caught because I'm the almighty, all-powerful. I got news for you, Harvey Weinstein. Don't work like that anymore with Twitter.
Yep.
All right, so coming up, we're going to check out what men in the kitchen are doing, and hopefully this is good news for me because I am the cook at home and – or the good cook anyway. And so we'll see what this got for you. It's 40 past the hour on the DJV show.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's Gear. Great gear celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom?
Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. If you're planning to adopt a new furry family member, you may be wondering what breeds make up your dog. Another important question to ask is whether your dog is at risk for any genetic diseases. As DNA technology advances to include genetic testing for our pets, Dr. Angela Hughes of Wisdom Health explains why answering these questions is so important.
Different dog breeds were developed for different types of work and companionship. When you know your dog's breeds, it can help you tailor a training or behavior modification plan to work with these tendencies and ease the transition into a new home. Wisdom Panel Health Canine DNA Tests have the largest breed database on the market to identify your shelter dog's ancestry, as well as screening for more than 140 genetic health conditions. The more you know about your dog's ancestry and genetic health, the better you and your veterinarian can create a unique plan specific to your dog's well-being.
To learn more, visit wisdompanel.com.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Coming up on 43 past the hour on the DJV show, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Rich McFadden here with you. Going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the kitchen. And apparently, according to a new study from Men's Health magazine, men are taking over the kitchen. Fellas, do it. With 93% of them preparing meals for themselves and 77% for others. Joining us right now from Men's Health Food and Nutrition Editor is author of the new book, A Man, A Pan, and a Plan, Paul Keita. I love it. How are you today?
Oh, great. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Absolutely love it. So, Paul, I am we all cook at home. My mother-in-law lives with us. She'll cook, you know, a couple times a week. My wife will throw something together a few times a week, and it's usually the easier stuff. But when we actually do a meal where there's a little bit of skill involved, I'm the guy there. And they're not interested in it. They do their they have their 10 or so dishes that they like to do, and that's it. But I'll jump on to Pinterest and figure something out and have a little experiment and see if the kids will actually eat the vegetables and stuff. And I enjoy it. And both of my brothers are the better cooks in their family as well. And all of our wives can cook, but they just don't enjoy it, whereas the guys do enjoy it. And my dad was actually a good cook as well, but my mom was the better cook in our house growing up. So what's going on with the trend here? Why is this all changing?
We're going through a revolution in men and the kitchen. And the new study commissioned by Men's Health magazine found that not only are more men cooking in the kitchen more often, they're also at the grocery store more often. So they're conscious consumers when it comes to the ingredients that they're buying and also the kitchen hardware that they're buying, too.
So is this, like, for example, Victoria, who's the better cook, you or Lewis?
Oh, I love to cook, but I'm teaching him because he really wants to learn.
Okay.
So we just got married a few months ago, and that's one of the things that he really wants to do. He started out as my sous chef, and so now he wants to take over a few recipes on his own.
So, Paul, in this study, did you guys come to a reason as to why you see this trend happening?
Well, I'd like to think it's the influence of Men's Health magazine. We've been publishing recipes in the magazine for more than 15 years.
Yeah.
But you know what? The one easy way to get your guy excited about cooking, or really anybody excited about cooking, is to start with the right tools. And we recently had the Men's Health Kitchen Gear Awards, where we hard tested a whole bunch of cooking hardware to find the best. And, you know, we have some great stuff for you today.
All right, so tell us about some of the tools that we need in the kitchen.
Sure. First one is the Electrolux Masterpiece Blender. Every great kitchen needs a great blender. You know, it's grunt-inducing horsepower,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
You will find Electrolux appliances in renowned kitchens all over the planet. And the thing that we like about this blender in particular, it's durable, it's BPA-free plastic, but the key is this tilted base that has titanium-coated blades, right, more grunt-inducing, that actually draws the ingredients down instead of around, so you get really smooth soups, sauces, and smoothies. $350 on electroluxappliances.com or wayfair.com.
See, and now you're kind of hitting it for me, okay? There's fire, there's meat, and there's tools. What's not to like here? All right, so what else do we need?
Integral to the book A Man, A Pan, A Plan, where you can cook all the recipes in just one pan, we brought some great pans for you guys today. The first one is an Anilon tri-ply clad 8.5-inch nonstick skillet. This thing is beautiful. I've used Anilon to cook the recipes in my own book. What I love about it is the even heat distribution from the center to the rim. What's also cool about pans these days, this one in particular is oven safe up to 500 degrees. It's dishwasher safe for easy cleanup. And you could even use metal utensils on this thing. This is only $45 on Anilon.com.
Thank you. Let me tell you, that is the bane of the cooking existence, is not being able to use metal tools on these pans because you'll scratch them, and not being able to put them into the dishwasher. So thank Anilon for coming up with that, because it just drives me crazy. All right,
absolutely. And Circulon has a great one too, 9.5-inch deep skillet. It's also beautiful, oven safe. It's got these raised ridges for nonstick and flush rivets, so it looks fantastic too. That one's $50 on Circulon.com.
Anything in the crock pot world? Because I'd love to just chuck stuff in a pot and leave it for 8 hours and come back.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great way to cook. Crock pots are fantastic. But you know what? You don't need a crock pot to do low and slow cooking. In fact, in my book, A Man, A Pan, A Plan, I have an amazing pulled pork recipe where you just use a big skillet and you put it in the oven. You put some aluminum foil on top. That stuff comes out. It tastes great, and you don't have to clean the crock pot afterwards.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try that. So where do we get more recipes, and where do we get more information about all of this stuff?
Well, please check out the book on menshealth.com/manpanplan. And in the latest issue of Men's Health magazine, we show you how to cook an entire Thanksgiving dinner in just one pan. So be sure to pick that up, too.
So thank you for bringing that up, because that's a little overwhelming for somebody who's never done it before. So tell us how we can easily approach a big meal like that for a big group and how to manage it properly.
Well, that's a great point. And you know what? I actually just cooked some recipes out of the book this past weekend, had a bunch of people over for a Halloween party, and didn't want to fire up the grill, so I made cast iron pizzas in my cast iron skillet. The recipe is in the book, but it's a great way to feed a ton of people. And if you're thinking about Thanksgiving, we have a great recipe in the latest issue that uses just the turkey breast in the cast iron skillet, so you don't have to worry about overcooking the breast meat while the dark meat is underdone. It's super simple, just like all the recipes in A Man, A Pan, A Plan.
You know, in the 1 minute we have left, with grilling, because that's kind of my sweet spot right there, is I love to grill. what are the essential things that we should have with any grill?
Well, first of all, it's a charcoal grill, not a gas grill. Awesome. I know a lot of people think that gas fires up faster, but with the right charcoal these days, hardwood lump, and a great chimney starter, which is only about $15. You stuff newspaper in the bottom, you're good to go. So those are really the only two tools you need.
All right, well, check it out. It's the book, The Man, A Pan, and A Plan by Paul Keita, and you can get more at menshealth.com. It's 51:50 past the hour on the DJV show.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Past the hour on the DJV show. It's that time of year again where we start getting into the ghouly, scary movie themes, and no different here with the Shining theme for our Movie Moments second segment with Chuck Curry. Chuck, take us back to the Shining and what the theme and what that movie kind of meant to everyone.
It's about 60 days to Christmas, so I thought we'd play that theme. You know, of all the movies I've ever seen in the theater, The Shining might be one of the most fascinating theatrical experience in a movie theater. It's so different watching it on a big screen than a TV set. I did a revival of it a couple years ago. That's the first time I saw it in a theater setting, and I was absolutely blown away by it. We're doing it again this week. I'm doing a Halloween fest at the Pocono Cinema in East Stroudsburg. How's this for a lineup? Halloween, the original 78, Halloween 4, The Shining, Night of the Living Dead, and The Last Man on Earth from 1964, starring Vincent Price.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good. Now, if that played in Philadelphia or New York City, I'd pack the house. Now, in East Stroudsburg, I got to drag them in by the yellow.
All right, so I'm going to...
We're going to decent crowds, but the Shining's drawing the biggest crowd.
The scariest movie I've ever seen in my life was Ghost Story with Fred Astaire. And
good movie. Very good movie.
Great, great movie. I would suggest that you pull that in, because that's just... It's no effects. It's no crazy. It's just a story, and it scares the bejesus out of you.
I tell you an interesting footnote to The Shining. Three other actors considered by the director Stanley Kubrick to play Jack Torrance, the role Jack Nicholson had in the film: Harrison Ford, Robin Williams, and Robert De Niro.
Harrison Ford, I don't see. The other two, De Niro and Robin Williams, I could definitely see doing it.
Yeah.
But it's hard to picture anybody doing that now with, except for Jack Nicholson.
Absolutely.
What's his status right now? What's going on with him? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, reportedly he's going to come out of whatever retirement he's in to do a remake of a French comedy. I forget the title of it. That's supposed to go into production shortly. But he hasn't worked in at least... I don't know. It's got to be 5-6 years now, so I don't know exactly.
Yeah, he's kind of falling off the map. You know, I don't think you see him at the Laker games as much and whatnot. So I was wondering if he's healthy.
I heard he had some, like, early...
memory issues. I mean, there's some rumors circulating that he has some memory issues. I don't know what that translates to. I don't want to speculate, but...
The translate to the drug use is finally catching up to him because that guy was... partying all
really
the time.
I didn't hear anything like that.
I can't imagine.
And I also heard he was very faithful to one woman his whole life.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, so let's go through box office.
I got a moving a new story of it. That's really good. Over the weekend this broke. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and director Richard Donner reportedly in
Lethal
some
Weapon.
Sort of negotiations with Warner Brothers about a possible Lethal Weapon 5. I love that. I hope it happens. What do you think?
I would love it. I would love to go see it. And I enjoy the TV show, and I would like to see both of them on the TV.
I was just going to say, I bet that's because of the popularity, the unexpected popularity of the TV show. It's got a whole new audience.
But the Lethal Weapon series, they did four of them, were very popular and very profitable for Warner Brothers. I love Lethal Weapon, the original. The sequel was one of the best sequels ever made. 3 and 4 had a lot of entertainment value. I like 4 more than 3. But I would love to see Gibson, Glover, and director Donner reunite one more time for this franchise.
Wait a minute, before you move on from that, is Mel Gibson, is he back on the okay list again in Hollywood?
It looks that way. It looks like... he's back in a little bit of good graces, getting more studio work in terms of in front of the camera. He is in Daddy's Home 2 with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg, along with John Lithgow. Him and Lithgow play the father of Wahlberg and Ferrell. And the trailer looks very, very funny.
All right, so let's do your box office totals real quick.
Okay, Jigsaw, new entry in the Saw franchise, horror movie, $16.2 million to place first. Medea Boo 2 and Medea Halloween placed second, $10 million, $35 million in 2 weeks. Geostorm placed third, $5.6 million. One of the movie news of interest in box office, Suburbicon, the George Clooney-directed movie with Matt Damon, bombed $2.6 million. I say this about Clooney, make movies people want to see. I mean, what's the point? I mean, you're doing a movie, a dark comedy that nobody wants to see. I don't get it.
He's had a pretty good track record, but yeah, he's obviously flopped.
And listen to this
movie, Amityville, the Awakening, a sequel to the original Amityville horror. There's been about 5 or 6 of them. Opened on 10 screens and did $742 over the weekend for a $74 per screen average.
All right, so there's your top 5 movies for the weekend. Check them out. Hey, Victoria and Chuck have a movie podcast together, and you can check it out. Where, Victoria?
We are on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's called City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria.
Check it out. It's 58 Past on the DJV Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.